presents Hollywood. Legal Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, brings you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Gene Peters and Jeffrey Hunter in Lure of the Wilderness. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's exciting drama takes place in the Okefenokee swamps of Georgia, a background of mystery and wild beauty. It certainly is the last place one would expect to find romance, but perhaps love can always find a way, even into the unknown swamp country. It's the lure of the wilderness. Starring in their original roles in this exceptional drama from 20th Century Fox will be lovely Gene Peters and that rising new star, Jeffrey Hunter. Last week, I visited Lever Brothers Company and saw some magnificent new color photographs of our Lux girls. They're breathtaking. The complexions of these Hollywood stars look more beautiful than ever because you can actually see the radiant, fresh appeal that Lux facials have brought to their skin. Our screen stars have used Lux soap for years because they know that it's a complexion care you can depend on. Now, Lure of the Wilderness, starring Gene Peters as Laurie Hopper and Jeffrey Hunter as Ben Tyler. In southeastern Georgia lies a vast and primitive wilderness, the Okefenokee Swamp. By 1910, only a few white men had penetrated this swampland and returned to tell about it. In the spring of that year, two trappers tried it again. When they failed to come back, searching parties skirted the fringe looking for them. Among the searchers are Zach Tyler and his son.
That there's the marker, Ben. That old cypress stump. If them trappers went past that marker, it's just too bad. This is as far as I look for anybody.
Ain't no law says a man's got to get lost in there, Pa.
I ain't never met the man who's come back out.
Oh, but we know it ain't all swamp. There's got to be lots of solid ground or else... Oh, look. Who's there?
Ain't nothing but a log.
No, no, canoe, Pa. That's a canoe turned over.
Get that fool dog down.
Get down, Candace, down.
Hey, all right. It is a canoe. Yonder, floating in them bushes, that's a man's hat.
Pull over, Paul. We'll get it.
That settles it, Ben. Them two trappers, they've been gator hats. No question about it.
Don't see something. He don't fare like this for nothing.
Sure he sees something. These shallows are full of gators. Look at the shore there. Mule-tailed deer.
Two of them.
We'll pick up that hat and get back home. I get a chill just looking at it.
Careless. Careless, come back here.
Get
back here.
Hound.
Careless.
He's pure gator bait, Ben.
There's one gator ain't gonna eat him. Careless! Keep on pulling, Paul. He's chasing that deer.
Let him chase. We ain't setting foot in there.
Well, I gotta get him, Paul. He'll get lost.
He'll find his way back. Even if he don't, I'd rather it was Careless than you.
I gotta get him. Careless!
You ain't leaving this boat. You seen what happened to them trappers? Now pick up your pole. We're going back.
That's everything? What else can I tell you?
I guess that's it, Mr. McGowan.
Coffee, bacon, shells for your rifle. Came to go hunting, huh?
Where you going, Ben?
In the swamp. I'll find my dog.
Why, that's pure crazy.
You ain't going past the marker.
If I got to.
Well, I figured you and your pa seen enough of that swamp yesterday, dog or no dog.
Pa know, Ben, about going back?
No, and was I you, Harry? I'd keep my mouth shut. You and your brother both.
No sense riling. If you want to go in the swamp, that's your business.
Doreen around, Mr. McGowan?
Reckon he is, Ben. Up the house, likely.
I'll stop off and say goodbye.
If he ain't just cold out crazy about that hound.
Oh, he ain't going in that swamp. He'll look around some, maybe, but he ain't going in.
Once he does, he ain't coming back.
Your daughter going to let him go?
I reckon it's something the two of them got to decide.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
figure I'll be back tomorrow, Noreen. Well, maybe not for a week. Anyways, there's the creek and there's my canoe and I'm going.
You can't go, Ben. You'll get lost.
Oh, now you're going to be like all the rest. Everybody sticking their noses in. I'll get back. I'll find my dog and I'll get back.
Ben, listen to me, please.
Just like a woman trying to hog tie.
Risking your neck for a hound. What kind of a husband such a man be?
Well, I ain't no husband yet. Like I said, Noreen, I'll be back within a week.
If you do come back, you need to come looking for me. You don't want a girl, Ben Tyler. Just a hound. Coming closer.
He'll come. Dog will bring him right to us. Unless a snake or a gator gets him first.
Blow your horn, you fool.
He'll have a gun. If he sees us, he'll...
Stop worrying, honey. Nobody's found us yet, have they? Nobody even dreams are in here. Sun's going down, Laurie. It'll be dark soon.
Where's your knife?
I got it. When it's dark, you got to stop and make camp. You build a fire, and you'll go to sleep. We got time, honey. We got lots of time.
He's moving, Paul. He's opening his eyes.
You watch the coffee. It's on the fire. You just hold still, young fella.
My head.
I clubbed you when you were sleeping. We carried you back here.
I can't move.
You ain't paralyzed. Figure you'd be less trouble if you tied down.
That shack, you live over there?
Maybe we do. There was coffee and bacon in your rucksack. Ain't nothing tastes better than coffee and bacon for breakfast. Been 8 years since I smelled coffee cooking. What's your name?
Ben Tyler.
Came here looking for us?
Oh, came in the swamp looking for that dog.
You expect us to believe that?
Well, can't you see he's mine? Well, let me take him and I'll go.
What makes you think you could find your way out of here?
That's marks, trail marks. I can find him.
Ain't there now.
Then maybe you can show me. If you could just take me to the mouth of the creek, then I could...
Well, what you looking at?
At you. Well, I know you. What's yours? Well, you're Jim Harper, and she must be your daughter. She's Laurie.
Jim! Kill him.
No, Laurie.
Then I'll kill him.
You ain't going to touch him.
You go back and tell him.
He can't go back. Can't find his way out of here. You put that knife away.
I swear I didn't come looking for you.
Don't you see, Laurie? No sense to take a human life if you can help it.
First chance he gets, he'll bring him back in after you.
I won't tell nobody. I give you my word.
What's that word? Your word.
Well, you can't keep me here. You can kill me if you want to, but don't try to keep me here because I'll find my way out by myself if I have to.
That's mighty brave talk, son. But I wouldn't try it if I had you. I was in here 3 years before I found my way out. Hold still. Cut some cords and we'll eat some breakfast.
Thank you.
You've got so many questions in your head, you don't know which to ask first.
Don't talk to him, Paul. Don't tell him anything.
There's no harm in talking. He's looking at us, Laurie. You and me. The way we're dressed. That bow and arrow. Must seem funny to a fella who's used to having a gun. My shells give out after the first year.
And how did you
learn? We learned how. Things Indians learned how. We had to learn so we could live. That shack's full of skins. Why, these parts ain't even been touched for trapping.
Yes, I know now what really happened to them two lost trappers.
Yeah. It was Cottonmouth bit. We seen them same as we seen you. All we done was give them a good Christian burial.
Why bother telling?
I suppose you didn't kill Bill Longdon 8 years ago.
Yeah. I killed Bill Longdon in self-defense.
Sam Black was self-defense, too?
Longdon killed Sam Black. Bill and Dave and Harry Longdon.
Everybody knows you did it. You killed them both.
You mean that's what the Longdon say I done?
Why wouldn't they say so? They caught you changing cattle brands.
Well, that's a lie.
Well, if it ain't the truth, then why did you run away?
What chance did I have? Think I'd have got a fair trial? You think I'd have got any kind of a trial?
Yeah, living here is just the same as being dead.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's good coming home. The roof over your head. Bed to sleep in. Sitting on the porch after supper. With a seagull. What I'd give to be sitting on a porch after supper with a seagull. Larry, you never had no chance to know what it means to live like folks. You're too young when you come in here. Oh, young fella, never had no chance 8 years ago. I'd go back now if I could get a fair trial.
You'd be willing to stand a trial?
Oh, no. No.
If I got a fair one. If I had a good lawyer to help me.
You didn't before. Why do you think you'd get it now?
Maybe things have changed. You think I could, Ben?
I don't know.
Look, I ain't asking you to say whether you think I'm guilty or innocent. All I'm asking is, would you be willing to help me?
And I ain't saying I believe your story, but I would be willing to go out and try to get a lawyer for you.
Laurie, where are you going?
I just mean to show him something.
Put it down, Laurie.
I want him to see this bow and arrow. I want him to see what I can do with it. And I can come a lot closer to your throat than that.
What are you trying to prove?
Just one thing. Don't talk no more about him going back. Because he ain't going back.
Laurie, you got to learn to trust somebody sometimes.
Why?
Because sometimes you got to go back.
I can't understand you, miss. You're not willing to try for your own paw's sake?
I ain't expecting you to understand anything.
But why?
Because you never had to run in the middle of the night. See your ma's face with a lynch mob coming after you. And no way to escape except into the swamp. I can still hear them laughing, hooting how they'd string up Pa. They came hunting us for days. I was hiding in the mud. Ma taking sick and Pa willing to give himself up, even get lynched to save us. We knowed she was dying and she knowed it. A look in her face, knowing we was lost in the swamp here. Watching her die that way. What do we ever do to you ones on the outside to get this?
Well, all I know is that folks think you're all dead.
Well, that's what we want. And they're going to keep on thinking it. Nobody's going to tell them different.
I wouldn't if I was you, son.
But I told you before, you have to kill me to keep me here.
I'm just advising. Take the dog and get it if you want her.
Only Laurie, she ain't so forgiving. You seen her hunting today?
Something, yes.
She walks like a shadow in the swamp. You'd never know when she caught up with you. Now that you're here, why don't you make the best of it? It's quiet night. Lie down by the fire. Get yourself some rest.
Paul?
He's sleeping, Laurie. He ain't going no place.
He's hard to convince.
But Laurie, I don't know how to tell you, but... Well, things is different now.
How?
Well, when we was alone here, and there's one thing, but... Now they're different.
What do you mean?
And the way Ben was looking at you out there after supper.
He looked at me before then.
But you don't understand. I'm your pa, he ain't. You're a girl, and he's a man.
Well, what you so fussed up about?
Well, it's hard to explain. I mean, with him going to be here with us, he... I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a drink of water.
There's water in the gourd.
No, I want some fresh. I'll go down to the spring.
Good night, Paul.
Good night, Laurie. Ben, wake up.
Mr. Harper, what's the matter?
Down at the spring, cottonmouth. I've been bit.
Paul!
I come back as quick as I could. But think, Laurie, get the knife, quick.
Oh, wait, maybe if
get
I...
Get away from him!
Cut both ways, Laurie. Suck the poison out. Yeah.
I will, Paul, I will. You won't die. You can't die. Paul! Paul!
Thank you.
got it dug, Lori. Best I could. Lori, can't you hear me?
I hear you.
You done all you could for him. Cottonmouth is awful bad. If you want, I'll try to say a prayer.
He'd be alive if you'd stayed where you belonged.
Yeah, maybe so. Dear Lord, this is for Jim Harper. It ain't for me to judge whether he was guilty or wasn't he. You know better about that than any of us. Only I got a feeling that he suffered a mortal lot for no fair reason. I wish you knew how to take care of that, Lord. And was he guilty? Please forgive him. Amen. Lori.
Get away from me. I hate you. I hate all of you.
All right. But your pa's got to have a decent burial, so let's get it finished. Then you're going to show me the way out of here.
It won't be too soon for me.
Well, me neither. I'll go fetch his body.
You don't need to fetch nothing. Me, all right. Ain't no ghost. Jim Harper. I'm still alive.
Oh, Pa.
I'm living as the Lord willed it, Lori. He knows I gotta live. Can't die before you get back out in the world again. It's all right, honey. It's gonna be all right. Well, it's here as far as you can take you, Ben.
Oh, how many miles have we come?
My canoe, 10, maybe 11. My foot, maybe 5 miles more.
I've never seen so many creeks. Swamp all around.
Maybe now you know why you'd never got out less than I showed you. Now, look there below us.
Well, it's my canoe.
Only don't walk a straight line for it. You go around that stand of cypress. Straight ahead is all quicksand.
Quicksand?
It'll be swallowed up before you notice. Now, listen close. Pull your canoe around that bend. The water broadens out and you'll see the river. Follow the river and you'll get home.
Thank you.
Well, now, if you know, you think you can remember all the markers to get back again?
I think so.
You get lost and we ain't around.
Oh, I'm sure. I got it all fixed in my mind. Now, see, there's the banyan tree marker and the limestone bar, and then there's that gumbo limb that stands atop the mound of shells with the roots pointing like an arm.
Yeah, you won't have no trouble. But remember, Ben, you can't talk to none back there. Not even your own pa. He's a good man, but people is people.
Oh, I'll talk to no one. Only the lawyer.
What about the skins we gave him, Pa? The furs?
Oh, I'll sell them, like I said. Mr. McGowan owns the store in Fargo. He'll give me a fair price.
When you get the money, well, half is yours, because we're partners. Use my share to hire a lawyer, the best one you can find.
I'll get him, Mr. Hobbs.
After this is all over, why, you and me is going to be trapping partners.
There's a heap of money in this swamp, all right.
You could leave your dog with us. We'd take good care of him.
Are you afraid I wouldn't come back otherwise? No, I'll come back. Nothing will stop me.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Mr. Harper. Goodbye, Miss Lori.
Bye, Ben.
Before we continue with Act Two of... It's early the following morning. Ben's crossed the river and once again is at the shore near the village. For a moment he hesitates. Will he see Noreen first or his father? And then he turns his steps towards his father's house.
So you've come back.
Didn't nothing happen either, Pa.
Didn't it? I ain't slept for 3 days and 3 nights searching for you.
I'm sorry, Pa. I found Careless and... And look, oh, look at the skins I got. Black panther paw and fox and otter and muskrat. Oh, there's a whole treasure of them in the swamp. We could make us a fortune.
You ain't gonna set foot in that swamp again.
But I know my way in there now. I wouldn't get lost.
You heard me, Ben. You ain't going back.
I ain't a child, Pa. You can't stop me from going back.
I'll show you who can. You want more? Is that enough?
Oh, I ain't gonna lift my hand against my old paw.
But you're not going to stop me from going.
Then you ain't going to live under my roof.
That's up to you, Pa.
Get out. Take your gear and get out.
I told you I'd get back, Noreen. I went by your pa's store first. I thought maybe you'd be there.
What you been buying, Ben?
All these packages? Oh, they're just things. This one's for you.
Ben.
It's cologne. Your pa said you'd like it fine. And I'm taking what you got for me.
Ben, sitting out here on the porch where everybody will see
it. They can't see nothing they don't already know about it.
Ain't you going to tell me about the swamp? Wasn't you scared in there?
Nope. Oh, it took a while to get used to the idea how easy it was for us to move around in there, but we even went as far as the...
We? Who's we?
Well, me and Careless, me and the dog. Who else could it be?
Well, I don't know.
Well, now, don't you go getting any foolish ideas about it, honey.
Just teasing. I wasn't doubting you. Then I've been thinking maybe I ought to talk to Pa about figuring out for the wedding.
Oh, sure. Well, we'll talk about that when I get back from this next trip in the swamp.
Next trip? Oh, no. No, you can't go in again. I couldn't stand it again. You wandering around that sinkhole, never knowing what's happening to you. It's not fair to me, Ben.
Oh, ain't nothing going to happen, honey.
How do you know? You're lucky this time. Everybody knows it excepting you.
Nobody around here knows nothing about that old swamp.
No? Well, what is it you know about it?
Nothing much, except that I know how to move around there. I'm going back for otter skins, and I'm going to come out rich.
You go back to that swamp, Ben, and we're through for good.
That's just what you told me the last time. You didn't mean it then, either.
Well, I mean it this time. Oh, Ben, please.
Now, you listen to me. I split with my pa on account of it. I ain't going to let no girl boss me.
I'm not trying to boss you.
All right, then. Just calm your fears. Now, I'll be back in time to take you to the county dance.
If you go back, you needn't bother. I'll be going to the dance with Jack Doran.
Doran? Huh. Well, I'm mighty sorry for the lack of pleasure you have from it.
Watch yourself, Ben. You're heading to be taken down, you hear me?
And I tell you again that I'll be back in time to take you to the dance.
Ben got back from the swamp, huh? You seen him, McGowan?
Sure, I seen him. He just left here.
You know, Sheriff, me and Harry here, we've been thinking about Ben.
That all you Longdon boys got to do?
Ben come in here and he sold McGowan that bundle of skins. Real pretty skins.
Yeah, got a pile of money for him, too.
And he seems mighty set on getting a lot more.
Hey, Clem, is Ben in any trouble with the law?
Well, I'm Sheriff, and I ain't hear it. Why?
Well, before he left here, he asked me who was the best lawyer in the county. I figure there's something wrong when a man asks about a lawyer.
Who'd you tell him?
Why, old Judge Sloan, of course.
Yeah, take a look at this skin, Sheriff.
What about it?
Ben was gone for 3 days, huh?
Well?
3 days. And this here pelt's been drying for at least 2 weeks. Go on, feel it.
Sure feels more than 3 days old to me. Seems like you Longdon boys are right for a change. You see Ben before I find him. Tell him I'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, you won't be seeing him, not for a while, these ways.
Why not?
Because he's on his way back. Back to the swamp.
You got back soon, Ben.
Oh, Miss Laurie. Where'd you come from?
Been following you for a mile or more.
Where's your pa?
Hunting. We wasn't expecting you so soon.
Well, that's because I didn't see about a lawyer.
Why not?
Because all I got for the skins was $112. If we're going to get Judge Sloan for you, pa, he's the best lawyer there is, and we need $500.
Where do you think you're going to get that much money?
Otter skins? One otter's worth 10 of the others.
And who's going to get this money, Ben? The lawyer or you?
Oh, now, look. I'm getting tired of you suspicioning me. I didn't go see the lawyer because I didn't want to take no chance of his turning me down not having the money. Now, you going to take me to your pa?
Let go of me.
Nobody wants to hold you. Just want to get them skins for your pa's sake. I got to get back in 2 weeks.
Why?
For a dance. I don't want to miss it.
I don't see as a dance would be much to miss.
It is to me.
Pa's told me about dancing. Just a lot of folks getting all prettied up to stomp around.
Well, you sure could dance. I'm dressing up. Here. Here, I'll bring you something. So you look decent when you and your pa come out of here. Well, take it. You sure make me feel like a jackass for doing it. Well, ain't you even going to look and see what's there?
Ribbon. And shoes. And a dress.
And that ain't all either. There's stuff there that goes under the dress. I went all the way to La Belle so folks wouldn't wonder about it. Nothing to fit, I reckon. What more could I do?
Ben.
Well?
I know a place just teeming with order. It's down to the mangrove.
Well, first, I gotta see your pa.
Follow me. They're just beautiful, Ben. Thank you.
Brandy, Lord. Look at him. Cigars. A box full of cigars. Real, genuine cigars.
I couldn't figure what else you'd rather have.
He tell you about the lawyer, Paul?
Sure, Lord. Yeah, yeah. And he done right. Ben done right to come back to us first.
He wants order.
We'll give him all he can tote back. We'll load that canoe.
In 2 weeks' time, Mr. Hopper?
Yeah, maybe even less. We'll travel. Me and Lori will teach you how. Only there's one thing that's got to come first.
How's that, Mr. Hopper?
My cigar. A light for my first cigar in 8 long years.
Lori, where's your pa?
In the shack. He went to bed. He said to say goodnight.
He's working too hard. He ain't hardly cured yet from that snake bite.
When you came back, you said otter. In 2 weeks, you said. Pa's done his part.
And prime skins, everyone. You wore out, too?
A little. I like to sit up at night, though. Like this, close by the fire. The swamp's full of magic at night.
More meanness than magic, if you ask me.
Oh, it's real pretty when you get to know it. Look up in that tree, in the branches.
What are they, flowers?
Swamp orchids. Paul says roses is prettier, only I don't recollect town flowers.
I'm going back tomorrow, Lori.
I know. I heard you talking to Paul.
You ever yearn to go back?
Sometimes I do. But I don't think there'll ever be a time when I won't want to come back to the swamp. To see it, hear it. Dan, tell me some more about that dance.
The dance? Well, it's colors and music and folks. And all the tunes they play, they make you want to dance with a pretty girl in your arms.
You got a girl?
Oh, sure.
Pretty?
Oh, sure, she's pretty. Ain't none prettier. We're engaged to be married, but... Oh, I don't know whether she's going to the dance with me or not.
Why? Why wouldn't she?
Well, she's Irish and she's stubborn. She didn't want me to come back in here, but I told her I had to.
And why you had to? Maybe you told her that, too.
So you still don't trust me, do you?
It ain't you, Ben. It's just so awful hard to forget. Supposing she won't go to the dance with you, will you still go?
I don't think I'm likely to. I don't know where I'd have fell to find a girl who wasn't already there. Why, I ain't the blindest fool. You.
Oh, you're crazy. Supposing folks was to find out who I was before you got things fixed up for Pa.
But the dance is at La Belle. See, folks come from all over. Wouldn't nobody know you. Oh, I'd be real proud to take you, Lauren. You look real pretty all dressed up.
You mean I ain't so pretty now?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that at all. Would you come, Lauren?
Leave the swamp? Cross the river? I ain't left since Pa took us in. No, I couldn't. But someday when we get out, there'll be other dances.
Yeah. Sure.
You'll be leaving early, huh, Ben?
Daybreak.
And the next night, you'll be dancing in La Belle. You take care, Ben. You find us that lawyer.
I will.
Good night.
Good night, Lori.
Me and Harry just here to come back.
Seems like the whole town's heard about it.
Yeah. Judging from the noise, appears like all in McGowan's store. Looking at their modest skin.
We heard you done real good, Ben. 10 times better than last time. You sure you done it all by yourself?
The only way I could.
Well, maybe did you find them two trappers alive?
No, them trappers is dead for sure.
For sure? How you know?
Well, everybody knows me and Paul found the canoe turned over. Slung it back with the hat. You Longdon seem mighty hard to convince.
Us Longdon just don't figure it likely for one man to get all them otter skins by himself.
Maybe I was lucky.
Yeah. You going to the dance?
I am too.
With Noreen?
Noreen's going with Jack Durant. She just told me.
Maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah. We'll fill you full of liquor, Ben. Maybe you'll tell us how you got them otter skins.
You do that, Harry, and maybe I will.
What you make of it?
I don't know.
One thing's certain. Them two trappers is dead.
Then if someone give him those skins...
Yeah. Could only be one man. What are you thinking?
Just what you're thinking. Come on.
Noreen?
You ain't doing much dancing, are you?
You're doing enough for the both of us.
I danced with you, Ben. Only I had to promise everyone to dance. You ain't fooling me none, Ben. You're mad, and I'm enjoying it.
I thank you to enjoy it back on the dancing platform.
I've been thinking, Ben, maybe if I try real hard, I might be able to talk Jack out of just one dance. Well, aren't you interested?
No. No, thanks.
Who are you staring at? Who's that over there by the road? Ben, who is she?
You better get back to the dance before Jack starts looking for you. Laurie. Oh, Laurie, you came.
Paul brought me to the edge of the swamp. He's waiting to take me back. He was hoping maybe you had some word, Ben, about that lawyer.
Well, I'm going to see the lawyer tomorrow. McGowan says there's over $500 worth of skin, but... He can't give me the money till the bank opens.
You mean we got enough?
Oh, more than enough. Maybe in a few days it'll be all fixed up for you and your pa to come out.
Oh, I can't hardly believe it. Ben, you sure it's all right for me to be here?
Oh, half the people here don't hardly know each other. They come from all over the county. Oh, you're awful pretty, Laurie. Prettier than any girl here.
The dress, it fits me fine, Ben.
You want to dance?
I've been watching him. I think maybe I'd better watch a little more before I try.
Sure, Laurie. You come with me.
Ben? Could I see you, Ben? Just for a minute, honey?
It's all right, Laurie. I'll be right back.
I just wanted to ask you something.
Well?
I didn't see you come to the dance with that girl.
You and Jack were too busy to notice.
Might have seen more than you think. Who is she?
The girl I met around here?
What's her name?
Oh, you wouldn't know. It's a new family. Just moved here.
A mighty pretty dress she's got on. I was wondering who you bought it for.
What are you talking about?
You bought that dress before you went back in the swamp. You bought it here in La Belle. My cousin Charlotte saw you buying it. Don't look like that, honey. I'm willing to forget.
What's there to forget?
Lots of things. Lots of things that I'm beginning to suspicion. What are you thinking about, then?
I'm thinking that I'm tired of being cussed out in suspicion.
Well, he must say that's a nice way to talk to me.
I don't reckon Jack Durant would talk like that to you.
No, he wouldn't. He's got better manners.
Why don't you get on back to him so I can be with my girl? Oh, now that's enough of that, Noreen.
Is it?
I said that's enough.
Leave me alone. Let me go. Help! Help! Jack!
Laurie. Oh, Laurie, wait.
No. No, it's all wrong. I never should have come here.
Is that why you were running away?
I ran away because you started to fight.
Oh, Noreen's having her fun. I don't hardly blame Duran for swinging on me the way she carried on.
You all right?
Oh, it wasn't much of a fight. Oh, ain't nothing going to happen either. You don't have to go now.
I won't go back there.
Well, then we go for a ride.
But Paul, he's waiting for me.
We'll get to him. It's early. Let me take you by to see the old Harper place. Your Paul's old place.
I couldn't.
That's where you're going to be living again and soon, too. Oh, sure, I know it needs fixing up, but... Please let me show you, Laurie. I got horses and a rig. It ain't no ride at all.
No. No, I got to get back to Paul.
Sure. There's just one thing I want to tell you. I know now why I told Noreen I didn't want to marry her.
Why?
Because I don't love her. I guess I never did love her, but I never know for sure till tonight. It's you, Laurie. And I think you feel about it just the same as me.
Dan.
Well, good evening, Miss Hawthorne. My, what a man won't do just to get at a girl.
She knows.
About your pa? Of course I know.
Oh, I swear I didn't tell her. She must have heard.
Ain't that just like a man now, trying to get out of it? Of course he told me. Expect he'd tell the girl he's going to marry.
I didn't, Laurie, I didn't. She must have heard me when I said the Harper place just now.
Goodbye, Ben.
Laurie.
Rises on Act 3 of Lure of the Wilderness, starring Gene Peters as Laurie and Jeffrey Hunter as Ben. Laurie's disappeared, but Ben knows that by now she's safely back in the swamp with her father. It's morning, and Ben's in the village, in McGowan's store, to get the money for the lawyer. But in the store, a dozen angry men have gathered.
Here's your money, Ben. Same as I promised you. If it was you, I'd let it sit here for a spell.
Why, Mr. McGowan?
You know why. I like you, Ben, but don't make no trouble, and you won't get none.
What do you want?
We want you to lead us to the swamp and show us where Jim Harper is.
Who told you I know anything about Jim Harper?
You know how we know. Reckon the whole county knows with Harper's daughter with you last night in the bell.
Where's the sheriff? I'll talk to the sheriff.
We sent word for him, Ben. Seems like he's tied up on official business somewhere near Brunswick.
Yeah. Kind of makes sense now, don't it, Ben? How you come back here with skins that's been dry for weeks.
Ben, Jim Harper's wanted for two murders. You know that as well as we do. It's your duty to show us where he is.
But we don't aim to waste the morning, Ben. We'll make you tell.
Maybe you Longdons ought to tell what you know, too.
And what do you figure to mean by that?
What are you talking about, Ben?
Ask Harry and Dave to tell you. Ask them to tell you the truth about their brother and Sam Black getting killed 8 years ago.
I ain't going to listen to the lies that Harper fills you with. There wasn't a murder, he'd give himself up.
What are we waiting for? Ben won't talk. Let us get him down to the crypt. Hold his head underwater for a spell and talk plenty.
You take your hands off of him. We'll wait for the sheriff.
And give Harper more time to escape.
Ben, please take us to Harper before you go.
You won't get nothing out of me. Nothing.
Take hold of him, boys. Get him down to the crypt. Come on, hold him.
Don't let him do it.
You ought to be real proud of yourself, Noreen.
I didn't know they'd do this. You know, Ben, he'll never tell. And they'll kill him.
If anything happens to Ben, it is your fault. Where are you going?
To get his paw. To get Ben's
paw.
Ben! Ben, don't you be stubborn now.
You live with us, folks, and Harper's a murderer.
Take us to him, Ben, before you get hurt.
How about it, Ben? You swallowed enough of the creek yet? I've got nothing to tell you.
All right, boys. Push him down under again.
Let go of that boy. I said let go of that boy.
He knows where that murderer Harper is. Won't take us in.
This here rifle's got two barrels. They're both loaded. Turn him loose or I'll shoot.
I ain't going to ask you again. Take your hands off that boy.
Oh, thank you.
You all right, son?
Yes. I don't know. I guess I am.
Now you're coming with me. Ain't nobody going to stop us.
I was aiming to stop. I was going to tell you.
You don't have to tell me nothing, son. Come on now.
We're going home.
And I know he's innocent, Pa. I lived with Jim Harper. All he's asking for is a fair trial.
You got no count to worry, boy. The sheriff's on his way. Even them Longdons got better sense than to start more trouble till he gets here.
What'll we do, Pa?
We'll go to the courthouse tomorrow and get things arranged. Judge Sloan and everything else. Then you can go back to the swamp and bring him out. Him and the girl.
Dave. There he is. Bam, shut up. We gotta get this canoe out of sight. Just watch where he's going. Dave, you think ain't about a noose? I mean that we followed him here. I told you before, it don't matter. Ain't nobody leaving this swamp except me and you. Now, where is he? He's pulling ashore. He's getting out. And I'm getting rid of him now.
Put that rifle down.
I ain't going in there. I ain't going in the swamp.
We won't have to go in. If Ben's walking in this way, then he's got to walk out this way. We'll wait where we are and get them all. And make sure ain't nobody left that can put a rope around our neck.
I'm alone. Well, I know you're here. I know you're somewhere about. You gotta listen to me. I got letters, Jim. I got letters from the lawyer and the sheriff. They guarantee you protection and a fair trial. Now, if only
you... Stand still, Ben, or you'll get dropped in your tracks.
Oh, Jim.
Laurie's got an hour fix on you. Don't move.
Well, all I'm asking is you to come and read the letters and see if they ain't true.
Then drop them on the ground. Drop them. Turn around. Sit down on the ground.
How we know it ain't a trick?
Because it's an official letter from the sheriff with his signature and seal. Oh, Laurie, please. I'm speaking the truth. I know what you're thinking. How are you going to believe anything I say after what happened? But I never told Laurie, never. So please, give your pa a chance to clear himself.
Now, these letters, they look real.
You believe him?
I gotta believe him. I don't want to go deeper into that swamp, Laurie. I just can't bring myself to do it. We've been in here too long.
All right, Paul.
The sheriff will be waiting for us, Jim, just to make sure no harm will come to you.
Yeah, that's what he says in the letter. Sorry, D, Laurie. We're going home.
Three of them.
Just wait till they get clear of them trees. You ready?
Ready.
Now hold your fire till I tell you.
Ain't much farther now. I pulled my canoe up yonder.
Oh, wait. I saw something. Something glittering in the sun.
Something's moving down there.
Get out.
You lie.
You're crazy. You move and I'll kill you. I got my knife on you. Laurie's right. We're fools to trust anybody. Thought there were some good people out in the world, but they ain't.
We can't stay here talking them long as it's coming at us.
So you know who it is, eh? That proves you brought them here.
But it couldn't be nobody else. They must have followed me.
You mean you brought them in?
They hate me the same as they do you. Oh, look, I wouldn't do a thing like that. I swear I wouldn't.
All right, then show yourself to them. Stand up and show yourself.
You want me to get killed?
I want to find out if anyone from the outside can tell the honest truth. What are you afraid of? Go on, they ain't going to shoot you.
You're in cahoots with them. I said, show yourself or I'll stick this knife in your back clean up to the hills.
All right. I'll show myself.
Ben?
Oh, I'm all right. I missed again.
Who says they missed the other time?
Oh.
My leg. You can't stay here, Laurie. They'll be coming after us, like Ben said.
I won't leave you, Pa. You're hurt. You bleed.
You gotta leave. We'll make them trail us so they won't get him.
You do what he says, Laurie.
Well, you follow.
Where?
Back away, same as we came. Back to high grass.
They're still coming, Laurie. Only slow now. They can't figure where we're at.
Keep down. That dead limb over there. Can you reach it?
Oh, this?
Hold it up. Move it in the brush so they'll think it's us. When they shoot this time, make out like you were hit. Then follow me again. All right, now. Hurry now. Sit down the grass. Don't let them see you.
Where are we going?
Never mind. Throw something down. Drop your jacket. Then head for that tree.
We got it. Harry, this way.
Sorry.
Over here.
They're coming this way. They're cutting across.
You remember that place?
Remember?
Paul warned you about it.
Quicksand.
There's no getting out of that quicksand once they're in it. I've seen it swallow up deer and panther just like
Dave,
they were.
Dave! I can't move! Help me! Help me!
Where is he, Sheriff? Where's Ben?
He's bringing them back now, Zach. Jim Harper and Laurie. It was I joined the folks down at the river waiting to give them proper welcome.
What about them Longdon boys?
Dave ain't never coming back. The swamp got him. Quicksand. For Harry, he's in jail in LaBelle where me and the deputy just took him. It was Ben who pulled him out and got his confession. All these years, Zach, we blame Jim for what them Longdon's done. Now let's get down to the shore.
Oh,
Dad.
Well, I don't know what to say to you folks except thanks. Yes, thanks.
The doc's waiting for you, Jim. We'll take you over to my place.
Don't I go to jail now? Wait trial?
Well, you're sort of under arrest, Jim, but the folks here put up your bail.
And we're fixing up your house. Everything's going to be like it used to be.
Your leg, Jim. We'll give you a hand over at the wagon.
Wait just a minute. I kind of like to look for a spell. People in this village. Like coming back to life, right?
Your dog, Ben. He's killing it.
Come on, you fool dog. Get in the wagon.
But this here dog ain't done.
Oh, it ain't all over yet, Pa. Me and Laurie, we're fixing on getting married.
Who says we are?
I say we are.
Well, I'm obliged, Ben. That's all I wanted to know.
Here they are, Gene Peters and Jeffrey Hunter. Please step forward for a curtain call. Jeffrey, I believe this is your first appearance in the Lux Radio Theater.
Yes, Mr. Cummings, and it was certainly a pleasant experience.
Jeffrey hasn't spent much time in Hollywood, you know. We made Lure of the Wilderness in Georgia, and then Jeff left for England.
Yes, to co-star with Michael Rennie and Wendy Hiller in C.S. Forrester's Sailor of the King for 20th Century Fox. I was there for 4 months.
So now you'll have to be repatriated to Hollywood. Those glamorous premieres and beautiful Lux girls.
And baseball.
Honestly, Gene, you're baseball crazy.
Yes, but it all goes together. Hollywood stars attend premieres, and they're practically all Lux girls. I know, I certainly am. And they play baseball.
Okay, we'll all go to a game.
Okay. Pick me up on South Street.
South Street, I see. Which way does that run?
Well, it's running all over the country because Pick Up on South Street is my latest picture for 20th Century Fox with Richard Widmark.
What you won't do for baseball and to plug in your own picture.
All right. Well, let's talk about the picture you're going to do on Lux Radio Theater next week, Irving.
Well, next Monday night, Gene, we'll begin our new summer theater.
And what will be different about the summer theater?
Well, Jeff, so many times stars have told me that there are certain roles they'd like to play. There are stories in magazines they've liked, novels or plays, that haven't been made into motion pictures. And so on the Lux Summer Theater, we thought it would be a good time to present some of your favorite stars in some of these roles they'd like to play.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea, Irving. Who's going to start off the season?
One of our most popular stars, Gene, and a very versatile actor, William Holden. And he has chosen the delightful comedy role of Van Dorn in Maxwell Anderson's prize-winning play, High Tor, for our opening night on the Lux Summer Theater. Be sure to listen.
That sounds fine. Best wishes and good night, Irving.
Mine too, Irving.
Good night, and see you at the ball game.